Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling for an opinion research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the plan of patient our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin?
Yes.
Thank you. And, what's English, Wisconsin. And to make sure that we have a sample representative of all ages, can I just have your, the year you were born, just a year?
1956.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and all offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you won't vote?
I will vote.
I'm sorry?
I will vote.
Almost certain that you're going to vote? Thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say it is to the most important issue facing the country right now? I know there's a lot of stuff like immigration, economy, all kinds of stuff, but what do you think is the most important to you right now?
Economy.
The economy?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many other people, you skip that one? The 2020, the last election.
What?
The last election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? You didn't vote for neither one?
No.
Another candidate. You voted for someone else? Or you didn't vote?
I didn't vote. I was in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry to hear that. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
I would vote for Donald Trump.
0 to 100. I need a number. Zero, you can use a number in between.
Zero.
Thank you. Down, Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or the Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
I don't know.
Okay. Undecided. Okay. Well, if the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean more towards, the Republican Eric Hovde or the Democrat Tammy Baldwin? Who would you lean more to?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
And someone more or much more?
Some more.
Someone more?
Yes.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who have passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Strongly. Thank you. Strongly, okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Joe Biden?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom are living in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely? Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters. leading to more hate in our communities. Concern? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Concerned? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who are living in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Concerned.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they won. They have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. We almost done. We at 80%. Thank you so much for doing the survey. I appreciate it and for your patience. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this. Now, I know you already told me, but I have to read it to you verbatim. I already know the answer because you told me about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. As far as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? As you know, yes or no?
No, yes.
Thank you. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I don't know. Okay, next, you say yes. Is a family member, an acquaintance, a co-worker, a friend?
What?
I'm sorry?
What did you say?
As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. That's what I put down for. Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? YouTube. Do you use YouTube to get any news or information? TikTok.
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
None of them.
Spanish language radio programs?
None.
Instagram?
None.
MSNBC or and CNN or other major news network channels or websites? Okay. Thank you. Finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
This country.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Or Latin
territory?
Country. Yes, or country or territory, yeah.
England.
You're not of Spanish origin? Your parents are
no.
Not from... Not at all?
No.
Okay, let me put it down here. Hold on. You said England?
Yes.
And were you born in the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? Or in, they were born on the mainland?
They were born here in this country.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English?
English.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. A strong or not strong?
What are you talking about?
A Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1974.
No. What is the last year after high school? Do you have a college degree? Do you have a high school diploma?
A special high school diploma.
Okay, thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Roman Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? I have it here. Atose, is that correct?
No.
No? What's your first name, please?
Charles.
Say that again.
Charles.
Charles?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much for your participation. This concludes the survey. I do appreciate it. And you have a wonderful night. Take care. I appreciate it.